Springfield's Rock Station Q102. I've got Brent Smith from Shinedown on the phone. Brent, how are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Not too bad, man. Not too bad. So where are you at today?
I'm actually in Winter Springs, Florida, visiting my son right now before we head out on the circuit for festivals and seeing everybody in Springfield at Shrine Moss. So yeah, I'm hanging out in the deep south at the moment.
Awesome, man. Sounds like a good day for you. So you guys got a new single out. It's called Asking For It.
Yeah, it's actually the third single off of our fifth studio album, Threat to Survival, that we released in September of last year. Just shot a video for it the other day. I was actually just on the phone before I got on the phone with you. I was talking to the director of the video, Mr. Darren Doan, who's done a lot of our videos over the year. We're making it into not necessarily a music video, because we had such a kind of off the wall idea for the concept of it. So we're making it more of like a skit slash mini movie. So it's going to be about 20-25 minutes long. It's quite hysterical and quite over the top, so we think people are really going to enjoy it.
That sounds awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Remember back in the day, it was probably, oh god, I want to say maybe 6 years ago, you guys were out on the acoustic tour that you guys were doing, that little intimate shows, you know, a few places around the country. I happened to see you guys and I loved it. I thought it was just awesome. And I'm wondering, are you guys planning anything like that again in the future at all?
Well, thank you very much for the compliment on the show. That tour was called Anything and Everything. We did that tour at the end of the Sound of Madness record cycle when we were touring, because we toured that record for essentially almost 37 months. We were kind of done touring, but the audience had asked us to do, or would we ever do, an acoustic tour as a full band. So we ended up doing that. We called it Anything and Everything because we let the audience ask questions during the show and things of that nature. And it was more of a storyteller's type atmosphere and more of a storyteller's type of a show, because after each song, I talked about where the songs came from and where the influences were and where the inspiration was, where it came from as far as writing the actual material. In answer to your question, we would totally do another Anything and Everything tour. We just kind of have to find the right timing for everything. At the moment, the band is completely booked all the way through September 10th. It's interesting because that kind of show is a lot of work. It's a lot of psychology, especially for me. That had been the first time that I had ever done a show like that, where I had allowed an audience to get that close to me, because I had explained what the songs meant to me, because I am the main lyricist in the band. So all of those songs hold a very, very intimate place in my being. It was a lot harder than what I thought it was going to be, just from a psychological point of view. I think it was really cathartic. I've always told people I write songs because it's cheaper than therapy. But that acoustic show, that was way harder than just, you know, going out there with a bunch of production and setting off a bunch of pyro and crazy lights and making it loud and proud. Those acoustic shows are very, there's a microscope on you. The audience can see all of your cuts and your bruises and your scars and your mishaps, which, you know, I think is a good thing, because it allows the audience to know how real the material is. Those shows take a lot of mental preparation.
You did a covers kind of deal with Zach. Obviously some great tunes, some people that influenced you through music. Are you guys looking at maybe doing another one down the road, or is that one just kind of going to be what you got out there is out there and that's pretty much it?
Well, the whole thing about the Zach Myers digital release, that was all from fans, because fans had asked us to do all these different songs over the years from other artists. So we thought we would let them pick what songs they wanted us to do, and so they did. We did 10 songs. We cut them in 2 days, and we just released it. And will we do something like it again? Possibly. It's just right now, I mean, a lot of people have been asking, like, you know, are you writing new material, or are you going to do this record, or are you going to do this? And honest to God, I mean, we start touring in about 8 days, and we don't get done until December 10th. Like, we have like 2 windows where we're off for like 2 weeks. But other than that, we don't really have the time to go in and do anything at the moment, you know, as far as like new material. Anything's possible is what I would say to that.
Obviously, you've been on the road touring for years now. Do you guys have like a favorite place you like to stop and eat? Like, it could be anywhere in the country. It could be anywhere out of the country.
That's a good question. There's a place called Tommy's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That's just like not a dive bar, but they got the best buffalo wings in the world and like the most righteous pizza in the world. So Tommy's in Scranton, that's a pretty, you know, righteous place. New York City, I'm always going to head to a Ray's and get a piece of pizza, you know. So, I mean, that's kind of my thing when we're in the city. As far as, like, certain restaurants that are like of a high caliber. You can always find Zach at the local Benihana. Anywhere where he can go in and somebody can like do a dance for him and cook his food at the same time. He's into that. As far as Barry's concerned, he's always looking for a microbrewery. So, I mean, anywhere, whatever city we're at, you know, he's always looking for where the keg is with all the local beer. Pretty much wherever we can get a meal and everybody's feel at home for their day off or what have you.
Right, exactly. Well, we got a couple good breweries out here. Mother's Brewery and Springfield Brewing Company are pretty good down here, and they'll be pretty close to the venue, so definitely tell Barry to check those out.
I definitely will.
All right, so a couple more questions here for you. What's your favorite song to perform at a show?
They're all like children to me. I don't love any of them any more than the other one. I think it just depends on the set list and what we're doing that particular evening and how we feel that particular evening. I mean, we've been ending shows for the last couple of years on The Sound of Madness. That song always gets a huge crowd reaction. Asking For It is the 24th single that we've released as a band. So, I mean, putting a set list together is a little harder than it used to be back in the day. We're very fortunate that we've been able to release that many singles, and we're continuing to release singles because the audience has been unbelievably generous to us over the years and have welcomed us with open arms. I mean, I've always said the same thing about the audience, and that is I only have one boss. It just happens to be everyone in the audience. For me personally, I mean, I couldn't necessarily pick one song. We go out there and we play them. They all mean something, you know, different to me, but they're all equally as important.
What is something that you're just like really digging as far as music right now that you're just listening to on your iPod or whatever over and over? You just can't get enough of it.
I was really, really digging on the Mike Posner song that just came out, which is called I Took a Pill in Ibiza. It's a big song right now, but it's really, really interesting and it's cool the way it's done. The new Elle King, or her debut, I should say, the song X's and O's. I was a little late to the game on that song, but a guy that we work with a lot, Dave Bassett, produced that track, and he's produced a lot of stuff for us in the past too, and really proud of him with getting the writing credit on that song with her and also getting the production on that. The last like rock album that I was really, really into that you couldn't get me to stop listening to was Highly Suspect, Mr. Asylum. That was my record of last year, and I still think it's one of the best records that's come out in the industry in probably the last 3 to 4 years. It's just a very well done record for a debut. Three pieces of music that I've been into over the last little while.
Any tour stories that you want to share, whether it's something that's like just really weird and crazy that happened, or something maybe like it's hilarious that most people don't get to experience because they're not on tour?
Probably one of the most famous stories I have, tour stories, is back on the album Leave a Whisper, which was our debut when it was released in 2003. We got a opportunity of a lifetime, and we got to do a month and a half on the road with Van Halen when Sammy Hagar was singing. I knew who Van Halen was. I wasn't quote-unquote like the biggest fan growing up. I liked the music, but I wasn't like a diehard fan like a lot of people are. So when we got that tour, for some reason, Eddie Van Halen just took a liking to me on the tour. His son Whoopi was out at the time, and he was way younger, and he started to listen to us and go out and watch our performance after like the second or third night we were out there. And we were younger at the time too. We were like all in our mid-20s, and Whoopi really liked us. I think he went back and told his dad, so all of a sudden we kind of started to see Eddie in the pit watching us from time to time. And he would come in every day at like 5 o'clock, and we just kind of started getting to know each other and talking to each other, and we kind of just became friends on the road. And I remember he showed me how to play Eruption. We'd eat lunch together and stuff like that. And I think one of the reasons he liked me is because I wasn't on him like everybody else was and just kind of like hanging on every word he would say. I was just kind of hanging out with a cool dude, you know, to me. But one day he came in, and he was always playing his guitar. He always had a guitar around his neck, and I remember he didn't wear a shirt a lot of times, and he was always in camouflage shorts and like these old like combat boots. That was just the way Eddie was. He came into the dressing room one day, and I was finishing up using the restroom. I was washing my hands. I heard him come in, and he was asking, "Hey, where's Brent?" And they were like, "Oh, he's in the bathroom." And so he was just, you know, hanging out, playing his guitar. He's like, "Oh, I'll wait on him." So I come out of the bathroom, and I washed my hands, but I didn't dry them. I was just, you know, I kind of like just drying them on my jeans. You know, I was just like pat drying them. Just didn't grab a towel. So I came out of the dressing room, and he was like, "What's up, man?" And he was, you know, went to go give me a high five. And so I gave him a high five, and my hands were still kind of wet. And he was like, "Oh, dude, what the hell?" So I was being a little disgusting at the time. So I looked at him and was like, "Yeah, I had to just rub one out, man. Sorry." And he was like, "Oh, really?" So he walks over to the deli tray. He takes his pants down and he urinates all over the deli meat and then picks the tray up dripping in urine and hands it to me and says, "Hey, give this to your tour manager. It's called a smoking gun." done. And then he walked out of the room. And then later, like the next day, he like acted like it didn't even happen. That was just Eddie.
That's hilarious.
So there's your tour story, man.
Love it, man. I love it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, man.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing you guys at the Shrine on May 16th with POD. It's going to be a great show, and we're going to make sure everybody gets pumped up and excited for it.
Thank you so much. We really, really look forward to playing for everybody, and thanks for all the support, and we'll see you very soon.